Well, 'tis about that time of the morning when we get ready to jump on board, do a little road tripping with Bob and Mark. Here we go.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Can't wait, and you don't have to wait long. These guys are always out and about. You know, we're talking as hard as it is to corral Nabedomskus. These two are no easier.
No.
They're always out somewhere, which makes them very valuable for information here in Utah. Talking about Bob Grove, Mark Wade. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you. And Mark, nice to have you again.
Always good to be part of the crew.
Before we talk about this, you guys have made an impossible list. And I was telling you before we jumped on to record, I don't know how you possibly make a short list of scenic places to go take photos in the state of Utah, because it could be a mile long. You said these are some of your favorites for now. Before we talk about some of those places, Bob, I saw you taking photos of, was it your granddaughter in a beautiful spot this week?
Yeah, it's a busy week with senior pictures. I'm not a portrait photographer, but I seem to be becoming one with family.
I'm sure.
So I have a granddaughter that's down from northern Utah. For her senior photos. She's graduating from a military academy, and then I have another grandson that lives down here that I'll be taking his photos tomorrow, and dances and a lot of stuff. I got a lot of grandkids.
Yeah, and you have some beautiful backdrops too. And Mark, your photo that I wanted to mention this week was the one that you caught with a gigantic lens, I think, was the raccoon who was hunkered down under a tree or a bush or something.
Yeah, I like to get out and see what I can see with that wildlife out there. And, of course, that long lens lets you stay kind of far away but get up close.
Yeah. Flaming Gorge is on your list, Mark, and what a beautiful spot.
Well, I think Bob would concur with one of our precious moments, if you want to call it that, is sitting at Sheep Creek Overlook at Flaming Gorge and watching the Milky Way rise up over the highway there and up over Flaming Gorge Reservoir. It was just incredible. And so we think that Sheep Creek Overlook, day or night, but especially mornings and evenings. Of course, all of these places look best in the mornings and evenings, but that's one place. The Forest Service Road, we took a UTV out to a Forest Service Road. I only know to call it number 182. So that's another place around Flaming Gorge. And then, of course, the dam at Flaming Gorge. Those are three locations at Flaming Gorge anytime, but especially this spring, get out there and take a look.
Yeah. Bob, I'm with you on this next one. Just about anywhere on that million-dollar highway in Colorado would be a spot to stop.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to narrow the field down because that entire route is scenic. But Bear Creek Falls, about 3 miles south of Ouray, this is a favorite stop that I make on our tours. They turn out the side of the road there, and you get a nice overlook looking down at Bear Creek Falls, about 200-foot plunge. And in the Uncompahgre Gorge that's just beneath you there, that's a really exciting place, a great photograph. That whole San Juan Mount, I mean, you can just point your camera in any direction, you're going to get an amazing photograph.
I think Mark's next one on the list is probably a favorite of Ross's, too, and that is I-70. There's plenty to see out there west of Green River.
All of I-70, my gosh. You leave.
It's an incredible view, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, all the way through it. I still stop at all the rest stops and the pullover stops, just because it just refreshes my memory of how beautiful that is.
Are those for the views or
well, double reason for stopping?
You know, they're actually strictly for the views. I can't speak very well of the facilities.
Yeah, what's the Black Dragon, Mark, on I-70?
Isn't that a great name? Black Dragon Canyon Overlook or Viewpoint, and then the San Rafael Reef View area. Yeah. Those are a couple of areas that are just right west of Green River as you're actually before you hit Highway 24 that goes south towards Hanksville and Lake Powell and Capitol Reef. So right there, if you're going east and it is sunset, that's when I was just out there a few weeks ago. The sun was behind me. It's lighting up the red cliffs in the foreground. And then in the background, you've got the Manti LaSalle all the way out there past Moab, all tipped with snow. It was pretty flat out spectacular. So I recommend that.
Yeah. Bob, some of my favorite photos, and what I like to do when I come back from a trip is I'll take four or five of my favorites and I put them into a folder that rotates on my desktop. One of the favorites that still comes up for me is the Artist Point at Yellowstone National Park. because it's hard to take a bad picture there.
Right.
It really is. This is what I listed were some of my tour's favorite stops. Of course, in Yellowstone, I'll be mentioning many others through the coming months. But Artist Point is the best view of the Lower Falls, which is the highest falls at 308 feet in the Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone. If you're going to Yellowstone, you got to make this a must stop. Like you said, you can't take a bad picture.
Yeah, really. And Mark, you're about to prove you don't need to go too far from home to get a good shot.
You really don't. And that's why I put on my list, just go over to Snowbird, go up the canyon, Little Cottonwood Canyon, and get on the tram. I've done that myself. Not to ski, just ride the tram back. And the views from up on top of there, 360 degrees, they're just fantastic.
One of the other pictures that rotates on my desktop, Russ actually took for me, was a day we went up there with me, Becky, and our grandkids, Mason and Kylie, and you snapped a photo of us. There was still some snow in the background, and wind was blowing a little bit. It was just fantastic. All right, one more, Bob. Upper Mesa Falls, where is that?
Yeah, so this is my favorite shortcut to West Yellowstone, going up Highway 20 north of Idaho Falls to Island Park in West Yellowstone. You get to Ashton, and you take the Mesa Falls Road, which comes out at, what is it? The state park up there. Yeah, I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head now. Yeah, Harriman State Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you come out at Harriman State Park, which is just below Island Park, but the upper Mesa Falls is gorgeous. It's really pretty. It's a little side trip just off the main highway there on the Mesa Falls Road. And it's worth going to. I take my groups there whenever we're taking that route to West Yellowstone. I always take that scenic route. All routes are scenic, but this one's the most scenic. Highly recommend it.
All right. All great ideas, but you both say this is only the beginning, Mark. You're going to do this for us on a regular basis.
Once a month, we're going to take you to some of our favorite spots for photographs and scenic overlooks.
I love it. All right, Bob, help me remember where to find you online these days.
Hey, we changed it again. I'm just kidding. It's Road Trips West. RoadTripsWest.com.
RoadTripsWest.com is cool. Bob and Mark. Yeah. Thanks for the road trip this week. We'll take another break. When we come back, we got a news update next on the half hour. When we come back, we'll head up to Snow Basin. Snow Day is next.